it was National Heritage Week last week. There were some amazing events and guided tours of areas of historical interest around the country, many in Sligo. One such event I was really looking forward to was, as you mentioned, last Saturday morning. It was a tour to Westcairn, and it was led by Dr. Stephen Berg, an archaeologist, and it was organised by the Carrow Association. Now, we got word late Friday night that the event was cancelled, obviously last minute, and so I reached out to the organisers. Now, it appears they were given permission for the tour by the landowner, who's a German national residing in Germany. And when they arrived Friday evening to mark out the route, they were met at the gate in a, what I've been told is a very confrontational manner, by a grouping which was led by a lady who purported to be the caretaker of the land. Now, without being there, I don't know the exact details of the argument, but it's safe to say they were hostile to the idea of the organised tour. So the grouping, the Carrow Association, were left with the difficult decision of having to cancel the tour the next morning. So we're left in a situation here during Heritage Week where we were able to see inside the secret society of a Masonic lodge on the Mall, yet we cannot safely access our own cairn on Cairns Hill. It's a very special place. I grew up exploring, and indeed most of the children of Cairns Road and Tonnafobble will have great memories of adventures up to the cairn. It has been described as a jewel in the crown of Sligo's archaeological heritage, and indeed as one of the most important sites of them all in Sligo. And there's a very simple solution to the current impasse, to ensure that any complexities of access are resolved. And the solution is simple. The land is up for sale. So we need to work together, and at Sligo County Council, as well as the Office of Public Works, on the purchase of these lands as a matter of utmost urgency to ensure we all have uninhibited access to this site and that this access is preserved for future generations.
Quite a messy situation developing there, Councillor, as you've mentioned, and it only strengthens, I suppose, the calls that have been made in the past and the call that you're making now for the state to purchase the land and for the OPW to look after the cairn and develop it properly.
Well, exactly. Look, as mentioned, it's massively important archaeologically, as well as just stunningly beautiful. So we need to develop it as a public amenity. And the reason it's urgent is because it's currently up for sale. So we need to ensure that it falls into the right hands. And that's for many, many generations to come, to open up the access and to preserve the access. And that's something that's imperative.